Welcome to Talk Lexio Scripture Readings, where we read a scripture passage multiple times so that you can pray with the scripture passage. In between the readings of the passage, there will be pauses and suggestions for praying with the sacred text. These suggestions follow the steps of Lexio Divina. To begin, let us pray. Almighty God, open our hearts and minds to understand your scriptures. Through the scriptures, may we come to understand your will better and know the joy of living by your will, through Christ our Lord. Amen. In this session, we will be doing Lexio Divina with the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. So 1 Peter chapter 2, 4 through 9. Let us now quiet ourselves and listen to the word of God. Beloved, come to him, a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let ourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame." Therefore, its value is for you who have faith. But for those without faith, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that will make people stumble, and a rock that will make them fall. They stumble by disobeying the word, as is their destiny. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. As we listen to the passage again, see what strikes you about this biblical text. Beloved, come to him a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame. Therefore, its value is for you who have faith, but for those without faith, the stone that the builders rejected has become this cornerstone, and a stone that will make people stumble, and a rock that will make them fall. They stumble by disobeying the word, as is their destiny. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Did anything strike you about this biblical text? Let that be the starting point of your meditation. That is, think about why this feature of the text grabbed your attention. If nothing struck you, you'll have a chance to listen again to the passage after this short pause. The first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. Beloved, come to him a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame." Therefore, its value is for you who have faith. But for those without faith, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that will make people stumble, and a rock that will make them fall. They stumble by disobeying the word, as is their destiny. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Now we will pause for 5 minutes to allow time for meditation. Hit the pause button if you would like more time to reflect on this passage in silence. Again, if you would like more time for a meditation, hit the pause button. Continuing, we listen to the passage one more time. After that, offer a prayer of petition to God. That is, ask God for something based on your meditation. Beloved, come to him a living stone, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone, a chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame. Therefore, its value is for you who have faith. But for those without faith, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that will make people stumble, and a rock that will make them fall. They stumble by disobeying the word, as is their destiny. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Now petition God for something based on your meditation. Then spend quiet time in contemplation, simply resting in your petition to God.